This is Radio Nepal. I'm Srijana Bastola with the news, the headlines first. Government appoints Dr. Biswanath Paudel as Governor of Nepal Rashtra Bank. First International Everest Summiters Summit to be held in Nepal on the 27th of May, bringing together climbers across globe to promote adventure tourism. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak holds discussion with representatives working in disaster and rescue. And UN says no aid yet distributed in Gaza as international pressure on Israel mounts. Now the news in detail. The government has appointed economist Dr. Biswanath Paudel as the governor of Nepal Rashtra Bank. Unveiling the decision of yesterday's cabinet meeting, Minister for Communications and Information Technology Prithvi Subha Gurung said the meeting decided to appoint Dr. Paudel as the governor of Nepal Rashtra Bank, the country's central bank, as per the recommendation of the Governor Recommendation Committee. The committee nominated Dr. Paudel, Acting Governor of Nepal Rashtra Bank Dr. Neelam Dhungana Timsina and former Secretary Dinesh Bhattrai. Dr. Paudel is an economist and policy expert in Nepal and holds PhD in economics with specialization in development economics and public policy. The second meeting of the House of Representatives yesterday unanimously approved the proposal seeking consideration on the bill to amend some Nepal acts related to land. Minister for Land Management, Cooperatives and Poverty Alleviation Balaram Adhikari presented the proposal, which was unanimously approved by the lower house. Meanwhile, lawmakers have drawn the government's attention towards contemporary issues. During 0 hour of yesterday's meeting of the House of Representatives, they urged the government to take initiatives immediately to rescue the people affected from landslide at Tilgaon of Namkha Rural Municipality 6 in Humla District and provide relief to them, among others. The first international gathering of summiters of Sagarmatha will be taking place in Nepal on the 27th of May. The organizer, the Everest Alliance Nepal, said the event named Everest Summiters Summit aims to bring together the climbers, provide them a forum for sharing experiences with each other and promote an adventurous tourism. Meanwhile, 395 climbers have ascended the highest mountain in the world, Sagarmatha, so far this spring. According to the information shared by the Department of Tourism, last Sunday alone 135 climbers had set their feet on the summit of Sagarmatha. This spring, 468 climbers from 57 countries had obtained permit to climb Sagarmatha, the mountain known as the roof of the world. Minister for Home Affairs Ramesh Lekhak has held discussion with representatives of various organizations working in the sector of mountain climbing, rescue in mountain area and river rafting. During the discussion held at Singhadarbar yesterday, the participant dwelt on how the workforce competence, expertise and skills of government, security agencies and private sectors could work in unison to tackle disaster risk. In the discussion, Executive Chief of the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority, Dinesh Patta, said the authority was holding discussion with different sectors and associations so that they could take timely and concerted efforts in case of need. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arju Rana Deoba has left for Japan to participate in the International Conference on Social Isolation in Senior Citizens, which is starting today in Tokyo. The conference, organized by the Foundation for the Welfare and Education of the Asian People, will have the participation of ministers, senior government officials and social activists from more than 12 countries. While in Japan, the foreign minister is scheduled to hold important bilateral meetings and is set to return home next Saturday. The delegation of the European Union to Nepal has welcomed 21 ambassadors and representatives from European Union member states based in New Delhi for their annual Heads of Mission visit to Nepal. This visit, organized in the spirit of Team Europe, brings together ambassadors for a program focused on understanding Nepal's priorities and highlighting areas of cooperation. The mission includes high-level meetings, field visits, and exchanges with a range of Nepali stakeholders. During the visit, the ambassadors met with Prime Minister and the Minister of Foreign Affairs to discuss domestic and foreign policy issues. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithvi Subba Gurung has said that the Constitutional Council meetings should not be held hostage to indecision. Taking part in a discussion on the bill designed to amend the Constitutional Council Function Duties, Powers and Procedures Act at the meeting of the Legislative Management Committee under the National Assembly yesterday, Minister Gurung said that the appointment process to be made by the Council has been delayed due to the lack of regular meetings. Minister Gurung emphasized that an environment should be created where recommendations are made by the Council unanimously. Prime Minister and Chancellor of Tribhuvan University, K.P. Sharma Oli, has formed a three-member recommendation committee to select the next Vice-Chancellor of Tribhuvan University. The committee has been formed under the coordination of Minister for Education, Science and Technology, Raghuji Pant. The members of the committee formed yesterday include member of National Planning Commission, Geeta Kumari Podel, and Secretary at the Ministry of Education, Science and Technology, Dr. Deepak Kafle. The post of Vice-Chancellor remains vacant since university's Vice-Chancellor, Professor Dr. Keshar Jung Barwal, resigned on the 25th of March. The Kathmandu Municipal Corporation, KMC, has initiated spreading awareness about dengue in schools across the metropolis as a preventive measure. According to the information shared by Rishi Prasad Bhusal, focal person for the KMC's Epidemic Prevention and Control Program, the health department under the KMC launched the awareness drive against the mosquito-borne infection among the students of grade 8 and 9 in 32 community schools in the metropolis. The KMC seeks to sensitize at least 3,200 students and mobilize them as messengers to aware their family and community against the infection. The risk of dengue outbreak increases with the onset of monsoon. The department urges precaution against the infection as it has been raining for some days and the water-holding places and containers could be infested with the larvae of the mosquitoes that spread dengue. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. The UN says no aid has been... aid has yet been distributed in Gaza despite aid lorries starting to cross the border after an 11-week blockade. The BBC quoted the Israeli officials as saying 93 trucks entered Gaza on Tuesday carrying aid including flour, baby food, medical equipment and pharmaceutical drugs. But the UN said despite trucks reaching the Palestinian side of the Kerem Shalom crossing, no aid has been distributed so far despite waiting for several hours for Israel to allow them to access the area. Israel agreed on Sunday to allow a basic amount of food to enter Gaza, where global experts have warned of a looming famine. But international pressure on Israel has continued to grow. UN bodies deem that 600 trucks a day are required to begin tackling Gaza's chronic humanitarian crisis. Now, the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumini province, along with the hilly regions of the country and at one or two places of rest of the parts of country. There are also chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the high mountainous region of the country today. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Government appoints Dr. Bishwanath Paudel as Governor of Nepal Rashtra Bank. First International Everest Summiters Summit to be held in Nepal on the 27th of May, bringing together climbers across globe to promote adventure tourism. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak holds discussion with representatives working in disaster and rescue. And UN says no aid yet distributed in Gaza as international pressure on Israel mounts. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, radionepalonline.com, and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.